the Retirement Playbook with Rick and Granger Hughes. He spent 25 years as a leader and coach on the basketball court and now is ready to help coach you to achieve your retirement goals.
Looking at the new reality, what's happening today, what's happening in the future compared to the old reality, things have changed.
He is joined each week by his son and business partner, Granger Hughes.
It's very, very important to show a client, here's the possibility of where we could be, here's where we have been, and here's how we get there.
Put the coach on your team, working through the X's and O's of a customized retirement strategy.
That's what Granger and I do again on a day-to-day basis, is try to educate people and let them know what their options are.
Everybody's ready to go. He's ready to go. I'm ready to go. And you're ready to go.
This is the Retirement Playbook with Rick and Granger Hughes.
Good morning and welcome to the Retirement Playbook with the father-son team of Rick and Granger Hughes and myself. My name is Chris Swan. Thank you so much for joining us today. Whether it's you're a longtime listener or it's your first time, we really do appreciate it. 423-664-4203. Keep that number handy because you're going to want to call in just a couple minutes here. 423-664-4203. Also online at HughesRetirementGroup.com. The Hughes Retirement Group has offices in Cleveland, Chattanooga, Knoxville, Birmingham. The number is the same, 423-664-4203. It's a busy week for the Hughes Retirement Group. Rick, you look stressed out already just thinking about the week coming ahead. But let me check in with you. How are you guys doing today?
Doing well, Chris. And you are right. We've got 1 week left.
That's right. It is the annual election period. It's the final week, the final push of the annual election period. And whether it's people waiting until the 11th hour or just I know your books have been full since the beginning of October. And we've been talking about this, you know, week in and week out. But I know it's busy for you. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. Granger, how are you doing?
Doing well, Chris. We've shifted now to basketball. Football does not mean anything to us at this point, so we're hoping Tennessee can have a pretty good year this year.
You know what? I'm pretty optimistic for Tennessee's basketball season. A friend of mine is a Georgia Tech fan. He was actually at my wedding, and Georgia Tech, of course, played 2 weeks ago. And on the following Monday, he just came in and he was like, all right, it's basketball season. Let's do it. So I understand that that's the methodology for a lot of people. SEC championship, I don't want to talk about it. But an offer that we have for you guys listening out there this week is a copy of Patrick Kelly's book, Tax-Free Retirement. Patrick Kelly is the author of a lot of retirement books, national best-selling retirement author, like I said. Pretty easy to understand concepts, really short chapters. Look, if I can understand it, anybody out there can understand it. A complimentary copy. Because when it comes to retirement, there's a lot of things that could be unknown, things that you can't predict. But one thing to keep in mind is that taxes in retirement are a very big thing. We talk about week in and week out how it could hamstring your retirement if you don't plan for it ahead of time. So this is a book for you to read, again, as a way to say thank you guys for listening, just to get you thinking about things as you prepare for retirement and hopefully mitigating the amount of taxes you have to pay in retirement. The number to call to receive that, 423-664-4203. 423-664-4203. If you're in the Cleveland area, you can call, set up a time, swing by the office and pick it up. Otherwise, they'll make arrangements to send it out to you. Again, a copy of Tax-Free Retirement, 423-664-4203. Now, speaking of predictions, what do the midterm election results mean for your retirement? A recent article in The Street says, we should expect at least 2 years of political gridlock and that there won't be any additional tax cuts. Kind of ties into what we were talking about there. What do you think the elections mean for us, if anything?
Well, you know, Chris, gridlock is usually what it means when you have a divided government. That's not necessarily a bad thing. But as far as if you're wanting to get things done, it can put a hamper on those. For example, back in 2008, when the Democrats controlled the White House and the Senate and Congress, obviously they pushed through health care, Obamacare. Most of America at that time did not like that. If everyone remembers, Nancy Pelosi says we've got to pass it in order to know what's in it, and then we'll read it. So obviously when President Trump controlled all three houses, then the tax cuts went into effect. So there's positives and there can be negatives in it, but we're looking probably at gridlock for the next couple of years.
And I think, you know, there's been some volatility here recently, and I think it has people worried kind of what's going to happen with this gridlock, because typically, you know, when you see gridlock, the markets continue to rise after the midterms, and we haven't seen that so far. It's been somewhat shaky, but I think we have to remember that we are long-term investors and we are planning for a long-term retirement. And that doesn't mean that you have to keep all of your money in the market. If you are a little bit antsy and you've stayed in a little bit longer maybe than you typically would have because you wanted to enjoy this bull run, there are avenues out there that you can put your money, places where you don't risk it. You don't have to worry about that market loss. And then if the markets do well, you can partake in some of those gains. But as far as your overall investment plan or your retirement plan, You don't want to panic. You don't want to start selling off one day because you think things are going bad. The markets come back. You try to get back in. It's just a game that you cannot win. You're not going to time the markets in most cases. So just be dug in. Stay with your plan. And obviously, if there's things out there, when we're talking to our clients, we're looking at a few indicators. We call them the three wise men, relative strength index, moving average, convergence, divergence, and the golden cross, death cross. So we look at that across the equities market. We look at across the bond market to kind of see if we're seeing long-term bear signals or short-term bear signals. And obviously, there is a time to get out of the market, but right now we're not trying to hit that panic button because, like I said, you know, and I've mentioned this on the show before. If you look at what we call the Dalbar study, it's a study done on investors, your average investor using emotion and typically taking losses. So you don't want to hit that panic button, like we said, and always be trying to get in and out of the markets and time it.
Well, you know, Granger, also during these midterms, there's several things there that our government officials should be looking at. A couple things are Social Security and Medicare. We know both of those programs are set to be at a much lower payout as time goes on. Medicare, I think, is 2026. Social Security is 2033. I would like to see our government officials come together and work on some things, but it doesn't look like the Democrats want to work with Republicans or vice versa. It's like it's either my way or the highway, and I don't think that's the way our forefathers designed it, but I think that's what we have now.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that wasn't the case. The bad news is that there probably isn't going to be a whole lot getting done. Like they talked about, you know, chances of gridlock for the next 2 years, probably pretty likely. The good news is that this isn't uncharted territory by any means, and you know, like we say, week in, week out. The Hughes Retirement Group, they're not fortune tellers. They can't predict what's going to happen in the future, but they do have history on their side and history to base things off of and how things have performed when there has been a split government, when there has been market corrections, and they use that to put together a sound retirement strategy for you guys listening out there. All it takes is a simple phone call to get that started, 423-664-4203, 423-664-4203. Go ahead and get a retirement plan in place for you so that you can take that emotional side out of your retirement and not have to worry about how the market performs day in and day out. 423-664-4203. Also online at HughesRetirementGroup.com. When you do go to HughesRetirementGroup.com, click on the top right corner there. There's a couple different social media links. The YouTube channel is what I want you to focus on. There's a couple great videos from the Hughes Retirement Group up there, as well as previous editions of the Retirement Playbook. But the two videos I want you to focus on are Social Security taxation, and then the three buckets of money. Granger explains these concepts pretty well in front of a whiteboard because some of these things, it takes more of a visual component to better understand them, and they're there for you to check out when you have the time at HughesRetirementGroup.com. Just click on the YouTube channel up there. Now, Fox Business came up with a list of retirement planning mistakes, including ignoring the risks of long-term care and not paying off your mortgage. Guys, what are some common mistakes that you see people make?
Well, again, I mean, Chris, you just hit on a couple major ones. I always recommend people before they get ready to retire or when they see they're going to retire, hopefully to have your mortgage paid off. And some people will downsize. But long-term care is one I want to spend a moment on, is because a lot of people do not take into effect of how much long-term care is going to cost if you need it. For example, in Hamilton County, the Chattanooga area, for a private room, it is $94,000 a year as we speak right now. That's a lot of money that mm-hmm. can go out of your retirement. If you're married, that could take away from a spouse. So that's something, again, that you need to take into effect. If you're sitting down with a financial advisor, and I know we, Granger and I, always talk about this to our clients, but if you're sitting down with your financial advisor, you need to be asking, what are my long-term care strategies? There's a 70% chance you're going to need some type of long-term care assistance. It could be from your home if you're 65 or older as you continue to live. Now, we hope that that doesn't happen, but the stats tell us otherwise. So, again, I think in your retirement planning, make sure you're planning for long-term care.
And to kind of piggyback off that, Dad, one of the mistakes on here that we've dealt with before is transferring properties or a house or even assets into a child's name while you're still living. Because kind of tagging onto that long-term care, there is a five-year look-back period. They've talked about extending that even longer, meaning if you were to give your child assets or your house or whatever the case may be, and you still needed to access long-term care, the government can come back and actually get that money. So what you have to think about things like, what if your child gets divorced and you've given half of your assets to your ex-daughter-in-law who doesn't even use any part of the family? Is she going to continue to help you with long-term care? Probably not. So you have to be thinking about those worst-case scenarios. So that's a mistake to try to avoid. Obviously, long-term care is a big portion there, but having too much or too little risk, you know, when you talk about diversifying your portfolio, You want to make sure that you have the right amount of risk associated with your risk tolerance. If you obviously just have it in the bank, you're probably not keeping up with inflation in most cases. But you don't want to be necessarily invested in 80% or 100% equities at a stage in the game when you really should be, kind of like we talk about the retirement red zone, becoming a little bit more conservative.
Ranger, I also think you need to have your legal documents in order. You know, we talk all the time in our classes about wills and trust. Wills obviously can go through or will go through probate, where a trust, you can avoid that. And again, what is a trust? A trust is your stuff. So whatever you consider your stuff is can go into that trust or into that box. Basically, it gives you the opportunity to rule from the grave. So make sure you have all documents in legal order. And then I would recommend, again, that you probably don't do your finances yourself. It can be very complex. Get someone that can help you work with your portfolio and help you through the distribution phase in your retirement.
Because, Dad, you know, we talk about this all the time, but it's not just about growing your money. There are things out there that you need to be aware of. I mean, we look at the political things that we talk about on a daily basis from a tax standpoint, from a universal health care, adding universal income, things that are going to be tax liabilities on us. So, you know, from a tax preparation standpoint, to make sure that you're set for retirement, that you're not sitting on a potential tax landmine, like we mentioned, long-term care, Medicare, you know, risk versus reward, finding that actual risk versus reward relationship that's advantageous to you, that suits your tolerance. So there's more to it than really just, you know, putting your money in a mutual fund and hoping that it grows. So I definitely would advise that you sit down with somebody who can kind of sit down and lay out a plan for you.
There's a lot of moving parts when it comes to retirement, and it is something that I don't think people should do by yourself. I think I told this story before. When my wife and I bought our first house, I was very stubborn, let's be honest about it. I was like, oh, I could do this, I could do that. And it was kind of a challenge to learn, oh, I can take care of this drywall problem, I could take care of this electric problem. And I did some of them to varying degrees of success, but now, you know, we're actually now in our third house, and I know, I'm like, oh, there's this problem. No, I can't take care of that one. I'm going to go ahead and call somebody. I know people who will do a much better job of it, and I'll have that peace of mind knowing that I don't have to do the job three times, because that's what I average when it comes to home repair sometimes. So when it comes to things like your retirement and, you know, making it last for 20, 30 years and making it relaxing for you, I do think that is something that people should probably consider deferring to professionals for. Professionals like Rick and Granger, the Hughes Retirement Group, 423-664-4203 is the phone number. I want to talk about long-term care for just a split second here. Over the Thanksgiving holiday, I went to go see my parents, and I was just surprised. It's been a couple months since I've been there. Just the area around them, the number of long-term care facilities that have popped up just in the past couple of months. And part of it is, A, you know, people are living longer, and like we've talked about, as people live longer, the possibility of them potentially needing some form of long-term care, whether it be in a facility or what have you, does increase. But the less altruistic side of it is that, like we've talked about, long-term care is expensive. I don't even know what it is down my parents' way. It is expensive. And so from a business standpoint, it is a profitable venture for some of these companies out there. Like I said, it's not the savory side of it when it comes to thinking about, you know, long-term care being a business, but it is the nature of it. And so having a plan in place for long-term care to hopefully, again, should the need arise where you need some form of long-term care assistance to mitigate some of those costs so that you're not having to go, you know, $70,000-$90,000 in the hole annually. Having that is all part of having that retirement plan in place. And again, that is something that the Hughes Retirement Group will be happy to help you out with. 423-664-4203 is the number. 423-664-4203. Don't forget, when you do call, asking about receiving a complimentary copy of Patrick Kelly's book, Tax-Free Retirement, another huge factor when it comes to retirement planning. 423-664-4203. Also online at HughesRetirementGroup.com. Again, you're listening to The Retirement Playbook. 423-664-4203. We kind of glossed over it in the first segment, and I apologize for this. But Rick, I mentioned that you were kind of not in the weeds, but you've got a busy week ahead of you with it being the final week of the annual election period. But we didn't really go into what that entails for people. So if you don't mind, what for people who may have been waiting until the last minute or just kind of I forgot about it. I don't know how that's possible because we talk about it week in, week out. But what should people keep in mind as we approach this final week, this wrap up of the 2018 annual election period?
Well, Chris, some people do procrastinate. And again, the period ends Friday, December 7th. Okay, that's the time the government has allotted you to make a change. So what does that mean? If you have a Medicare Advantage plan or a prescription drug plan, Part D, that is the time that the government allows you to review all of the 2019 plans and see what is best for you. So you can make a change, and that change would go into effect January 1st of 2019. Granger and I will be more than glad to sit down with you and educate you on your all your options. We're a brokerage, which means we represent pretty much every insurance carrier out there. We can do that here in our Cleveland office, or we can do it in our Chattanooga office. In Chattanooga, we're located off of 4th Street, right across the street from McKenzie Arena. And if you would give us a call, we'll set up a time. And in some cases, we will come to your residence if need be. We'd prefer to meet you at our office. Again, no cost to you for us to sit down and evaluate and look at plans and educate you that hopefully you get into the right plan in January.
And one thing I would add, even though this is not technically tied to the open enrollment period, if you are out there and you are in a Medicare supplement, let's say you've been on one for a couple years and you've seen that price rise, now's a good time to go ahead and take a look at that. Obviously, you can look at that any time, barring that you are healthy. But, you know, Plan Fs are set to go away. So if you're on a Plan F supplement, which a lot of people are, they're set to go away by 2020. So the problem with that is if you get stuck on that 2020 and you're unable to answer health questions, you're going to be subject to those rate increases. So it's a good time, once again, to just kind of evaluate, see where you're at. You, in most cases, can get the same coverage that you currently have, but if you're healthy, you could potentially get it at a lower rate.
And Granger, I'm glad you mentioned that. There's one particular carrier out there that are sending letters to their clients that have Plan Fs right now that are saying, we're going to start giving you a $180 annual fee for you to stay on Plan F. And you can expect your rates to go really, really high in Plan Fs. I recommend, as Granger was saying there, if you're healthy enough, look at moving from a Plan F to a Plan G. The only difference moving into January of 2019 is $185 annual deductible. You can drastically lower what you're paying monthly. And if you'd like that, give us a call. We'd be more than glad to see if you could qualify.
Yeah, there's no time like the present to go and take a look at that. Literally no time like the present because, like we mentioned, the annual election period does end this week on the 7th. So go ahead and give a call sooner rather than later if you still haven't made your choices for 2019. 423-664-4203 is the number. One more time, 423-664-4203. Also online at HughesRetirementGroup.com. When you're at HughesRetirementGroup.com, you can check out previous editions of the Retirement Playbook right there in the top right corner, the YouTube, Spotify link, whatever player you prefer. That's at HughesRetirementGroup.com. When you retire, you're probably going to keep a certain percentage of your nest egg in the markets, like we've talked about. But many advisors believe you need to balance your investments with a certain amount of guaranteed income. Social Security, one form of guaranteed income, but Morningstar's Mark Miller points out that medical bills, well, honestly, probably going to eat up a lot of your Social Security benefits.
The calculation here is that for a healthy 66-year-old couple retiring this year, lifetime healthcare expenses will consume 48% of those benefits.
So that'd be about half of your Social Security just gone to healthcare costs. Should we replace that with some other form of guaranteed income?
We should look at that, Chris. You know, healthcare is not getting any cheaper. It's getting more expensive every day as we go by there. So, again, you could look at bond alternative. You could look at something like a fixed indexed annuity. If you think about Social Security, you know, a lot of times you hear the word annuity as being a bad thing. Social Security really is an annuity. You're going to continue drawing that check for your lifetime. And so a fixed indexed annuity could be a strategy that you might want to look at that would give you some guaranteed income for the rest of your life.
And if your goal is income, a fixed indexed annuity is a great place to start because in a lot of times in those annuities, you can get guarantees on the income side. So if you're getting a 4% or a 6% guarantee on income, you're just creating more future income for you and your family. And there's a lot of different ways to do it. So there's different companies out there that can even set it up where you can not only get income for yourself, but get income for a grandchild for the rest of their life. So there's a lot of different ways to accomplish that. And the biggest thing about it, and Dad, I think this is the biggest takeaway, especially when you look at all this volatility, you're not risking any money in the market. So you don't have to worry about it. I mean, right now you can there are fixed index annuities out there where you can get almost 60% of whatever the S&P does. And if the S&P does negative 40%, you don't have to take part in that loss. So it's a place to put your money to have peace of mind to say, hey, you know, we've worked hard our entire lives. Now's the time to go ahead and distribute from these assets. We want to make sure we're not going to lose anything. And oh, by the way, we're going to be guaranteed to get a check from our fixed index annuity for the rest of our lives, just like our Social Security.
I know Patrick Kelly, a friend of the show, a national bestselling retirement author, is a big proponent of annuities, which we have said kind of gets maligned in some circles. But in one of his other books, Stress-Free Retirement, he does equate it, I think, to a blackjack table where if you win at the blackjack table, you take in a degree of a certain percentage of your winnings. But if you do lose, if the dealer hits blackjack or, you know, you bust or whatever, you don't lose anything. And he said if that's the way that the Las Vegas worked, Las Vegas wouldn't be open for very long because no one would ever leave those tables. And it is something, again, that he recommends. And it's something that in certain situations, an annuity could be a good part of a retirement plan. But it depends on your situation, what you want to achieve in retirement. And having a conversation with professionals like the Hughes Retirement Group is a good way to factor that in and create that retirement strategy for you. 423-664-4203 is the number. 423-664-4203. A complimentary copy of Patrick Kelly's book, Tax-Free Retirement, is available if you call and set up a time to speak with the Hughes Retirement Group. If you're in the Cleveland office, you can just come by and pick it up. Otherwise, if you're in Chattanooga or Knoxville, they'll make arrangements to send it out to you. 423-664-4203. Also online at HughesRetirementGroup.com. Videos on their YouTube channel for you to check out when you have the time. Previous editions of the Retirement Playbook are up there for you to listen to at your own time. And then videos, Granger explaining things in front of a whiteboard, just kind of adding that visual component to it. Things like Social Security taxation and the three buckets of money, that's available on the Hughes Retirement Group's YouTube channel. You can get that at HughesRetirementGroup.com in the top right corner there. But let's talk about the three buckets of money here. Every so often I hear financial advisors talking about dividing retirement savings into different buckets. So we don't have the visual component here. Again, you listening can check that out when you have the time at HughesRetirementGroup.com. But Granger, what do they mean by that? And is it something that you'd advise our listeners to do?
You know, we're big on the bucket strategy. Now, the one that they're particularly talking about is a short-term spending, a 3 to 6 year bucket, and then a long-term bucket. So those are the three buckets. We kind of break it down a little bit differently, as we've talked about, because we're talking about it more from a tax implication standpoint. So the first bucket we would look at would be a taxable bucket. So kind of what they're saying in that short-term spending, this is going to be your liquidity bucket. This is going to be your money that's in checking, savings. It's going to be money that potentially is in a brokerage account. Maybe you've got some stocks and bonds, individual stocks and bonds or mutual funds that you own. This is generating a 1099 for you each year. So that's going to be the first bucket we talk about, taxable. The second bucket we would talk about would be tax deferred. Tax deferred is going to be things like our 401ks, our 403bs, traditional IRAs. And I want everybody to keep in mind when we talk about this, because a lot of people don't realize a traditional IRA is not all that different than a Roth IRA in the sense of you can own the same investment options. So we can own Apple stock in a brokerage account, which is our taxable bucket. We can own Apple stock in a traditional IRA, which is our tax-deferred bucket. And we could own Apple stock in a Roth IRA, which is our tax-free bucket. So asset allocation aside, you can pretty much allocate your assets any way you want within these buckets, but this is how they're going to be taxed. So the taxable bucket, once again, 1099, you're going to pay taxes that following February when you get that 1099 in the mail. Mm-hmm. Tax-deferred or 401ks, we're deferring those taxes. Traditional IRAs, we're deferring those taxes until we take a distribution. And obviously 100% of that is taxable money in a tax deferred depending on which tax bracket you're at. And the third bucket is that tax-free, like I mentioned, that Roth IRA or the Roth conversion that maybe you've done from a tax deferred account where you've already paid taxes when you've put the money in. And all your gains, assuming you've followed the guidelines of Roth and Roth conversions, all of your gains would be tax-free. Within those buckets, once again, asset allocation is still very important because it doesn't matter the tax implication if you've allocated it poorly and it's not met your risk-reward tolerance. So it's very, very important to make sure that you understand what your risk versus reward is, you understand what your risk tolerance is, and that you've allocated those funds appropriately throughout those three buckets.
Helping you understand is kind of the name of the game in Hughes Retirement Group. They approach everything from an educational standpoint. That's why they teach these retirement classes throughout the Tennessee area every year. That's why they have these videos on their YouTube channel, HughesRetirementGroup.com. You can get to the YouTube channel that way. Social Security taxation is one of the videos they talk about, the three buckets of money approach, strategies for lifetime income like we talked about a little earlier. It's all there to inform you, the listeners, to make you more educated as you approach retirement, things to consider when it comes to your retirement. And again, that's another reason why we're offering this book. Patrick Kelly's Tax-Free Retirement kind of goes for that third bucket that Granger was talking about there. Pretty simple to read book, easy concepts. They're short chapters. Again, I want to drive home the fact that I'm a dummy when it comes to these sort of things, but I understood it. So if I can understand it, you guys out there won't have a problem with it. A complimentary copy of Patrick Kelly's book, Tax-Free Retirement. All you have to do is call 423-664-4203. 423-664-4203. Again, if you're in the Cleveland area, they'll make arrangements. They'll leave a copy at the office for you to come by and pick up. Otherwise, they'll make arrangements to send it out to you. 423-664-4203. Also online, HughesRetirementGroup.com. This has been the Retirement Playbook with Rick and Granger Hughes. My name is Chris Swan. As always, I want to thank everybody out there for listening. Again, whether it's your first time listening or whether you're a long time listener, we really do appreciate it. One more time, the number 423-664-4203. And before we go, Granger, I want to give you the final word.
Well, Chris, just remember, I mean, we know what's going on politically, the uncertainty out there. We know there's a lot of aspects to retirement, one of them being taxes and tax preparation. And we want to encourage our listeners each and every week to tune in, but to remember, most importantly, if you don't have a plan for your money, the government does.
You've been listening to The Retirement Playbook with Rick and Granger Hughes. Tune in again next week at this same time for more information on building a customized retirement strategy. You can contact Hughes Retirement Group at 423-664-4203 or online at HughesRetirementGroup.com.
The information covered today is designed to provide general information on the subjects covered. It is not, however, intended to provide specific legal or tax advice. It cannot be used to avoid tax penalties or to promote, market, or recommend any tax plan or arrangement. You are encouraged to consult your tax attorney or advisor. By contacting us, you may be provided with information regarding the purchase of insurance products, including annuities. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurer. Riders may be available at an additional cost. Product and features may vary from state to state. For full details on how life insurance works, including fees, expenses, and costs, contact our office at 423-664-4203.
If you're 65 or older, it's time to make your Medicare decisions, and the annual election period runs from October 15th through December 7th. Keep in mind that plans often change from year to year, affecting everything from your premiums to your coverage. Rick and Granger Hughes of the Hughes Retirement Group can help you understand what those changes might mean to you. They'll also explain the Medicare supplemental options that can help you choose the one that's best for you. They can also help you with your other retirement questions, too, including any you might have about Social Security and retirement income. They can help you figure out now whether your assets will last through a 10, 20, or even 30-year retirement. Call the Hughes Retirement Group today, 423-664-4203. Ask about a complimentary retirement strategy. That's 423-664-4203. Or visit them online at HughesRetirementGroup.com. By contacting us, you may be provided with information regarding the purchase of insurance products and Medicare supplement insurance.
Rick and Granger Hughes are investment advisor representatives of Retirement Wealth Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Licensed in Tennessee, numbers 927054 and 998505. Annuity guarantees rely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurer. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors.